You're listening to The Modern Mainframe, BMC's Intelligent Z Optimization and Transformation Podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe and how BMC AMI and BMC Compuware Solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain. Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Modern Mainframe. I'm Matt Dallaire. Today, we're continuing our conversation on mainframe DevOps with John McKenney, BMC Senior Vice President and General Manager of Intelligent Z Optimization and Transformation, and April Hickel, BMC Vice President of Intelligent Z Strategy. So without further ado, let's jump into the topic at hand. In our last episode, we talked about the trend toward mainframe modernization and how organizations are adapting their strategies and processes to utilize the platform to its full potential. One example is the adoption of DevOps. John, what are some of the things you see changing in DevOps as it gains wider implementation in the mainframe community? And what are some of the benefits for mainframe organizations that are starting to implement DevOps?
Yeah, I think I would say I see organizations changing and adopting DevOps, or I should say including the mainframe in their DevOps adoption. That's probably the way I'd phrase it. What we see are, you know, organizations are deploying DevOps and they recognize, you know what, we can only be as fast as the slowest part of our application, you know, chain, if you will. And they need the mainframe to be an equal participant in that. So there's tremendous interest and focus in driving an enterprise-wide approach to DevOps. And so oftentimes, you know, we see, you know, clients that are adopting. In many instances, it's really driven by application development teams that have some responsibility or some connection to the mainframe dev teams. And I think what the mainframe teams are learning as they're working in this, you know, enterprise way, that, you know, they can in fact adopt and benefit from the DevOps approach, and it can be done on the mainframe. You know, I think that's probably the biggest thing that I'm seeing is that they recognize there really isn't technology limitations. It's a limitation in imagination. It's a limitation in the belief that it can be done, because it absolutely can be done. And in fact, most clients find that they can get it done orders of magnitude faster than what they were thinking before, right? So most organizations are seeing a return on investment in much less than 12 months. You know, this is about starting small, you know, picking individual teams, helping them make that journey. And literally, you know, within a matter of weeks and months, they can be on a DevOps journey. They can be building their CI/CD pipelines, and they are going to be more capable, more efficient than their brethren that are still on a waterfall approach to application development.
Do you think that the delay or the lack of mainframe DevOps until recently has been because of that lack of imagination, that lack of or just an idea of thinking, oh, we can't do it on the mainframe, so it was never really a factor?
I think it's a combination of things. I think one is there is absolutely the impact that, you know, most mainframe development teams are probably using tools that they selected a decade or more ago, right? That they implemented and built processes around a decade or more ago. And those are waterfall processes. So, you know, those are the tools that they know. That's how they're building and developing and delivering software. And in a lot of instances, frankly, Matt, you know, that software and the processes built around it isn't terribly adaptive to be able to support a DevOps approach where you really are doing, you know, continuous innovation, continuous delivery and deployment, right? Continuous integration. You know, that's not happening. So absolutely, we see, you know, legacy tool sets as being a limiting factor. And, you know, the things that we try to make clients aware of is that, you know, there are tools, and obviously BMC provides them with our BMC Compuware solutions, that you can easily adopt, that you can easily deploy, and that you can integrate into the DevOps toolchain that I promise you your enterprise development teams are using today. So you can absolutely benefit from the experience that those teams have to get up to speed and more productive in a much quicker fashion. So we tell mainframe teams, you know, enlist the help of your enterprise organizations because they would be eager to help you, and you can get time to value much more quickly than you're probably thinking is possible.
And I think in combination, With what John mentioned about the tool sets and just the availability of tools which are integrated, which support the mainframe, which are integrated into pipeline, I think that I agree that's been a big driver. And I think the other thing that's a driver to this is the relative maturity of enterprise DevOps and the success that's been documented and it's understood within our organizations. Because I'm hearing more and more executives say, we want to use the same DevOps pipelines. We want to share the approach. We're managing our applications more holistically than ever as we strive to deliver customer service. So we've stopped thinking about platform, where the application workload is hosted, as the decision of what is in DevOps and what isn't, or what is developed in a modern way and what isn't. And we've started to think about the priority of the application. And all of these applications are multi-platform. You know, they're using aspects in the cloud. They have aspects, you know, that are in their data centers. And DevOps priorities have shifted to be much more inclusive of all of the components of the application.
April, in speaking with customers, what kind of challenges are folks encountering as they move along their mainframe DevOps journey?
Well, I would say the first one is that they have locked themselves in sometimes to tools which are not DevOps aware or DevOps friendly. So they're tools that work in a very structured way. They work in a way that was more a historic way. They don't provide out of the box integrations that allow them to take advantage of automation. Some tools don't have open APIs, which allow you to, you know, build into a continuous delivery pipeline. So I think that is a challenge for them. You've got to shift away potentially from a tool set that you're using. Another challenge that I think that customers encounter is a skill set, right? It's a new way of thinking about doing application development, is doing it with automation front and center. Doing it where you have a very tight feedback loop with operations and you're not doing a long, prolonged development cycle followed by throwing it over the wall to operations, where those two are intertwined. And the way that you get them connected is through the tools that you use, through the pipeline that you configure. So I would say those are things that are holding customers back right now. And obviously, we do a lot of thought leadership in this space because we're maniacally focused on how do you modernize and improve the developer experience with the BMC CompuWare tools. And so this is a real passion of ours.
John, you actually mentioned this earlier, but in the 2020 BMC mainframe survey, 74% of respondents reported seeing an ROI within 1 year. Given the benefits you've mentioned and the potential to reap the rewards pretty quickly, what's stopping other organizations from beginning their DevOps journeys?
I think it's really just maybe one word is belief, right? I think it really requires a leadership team that recognizes there are benefits to be had and to believe that it can be done. And I would suggest anyone listening to this, while you might be enjoying what April and I are sharing, and I hope you are, but take a look at, DevOps Enterprise Summit, DevOps World, and what you're going to find is just countless customers telling their stories, right? And they're telling their stories of how they were able to really rapidly deploy DevOps practices and get benefits. And April and I can share, our own stories. It wasn't that long ago, for BMC CompuWare, in BMC, that we were waterfall development, and we were talking to our customers about development cycles that were 12 to 18 months. And, we have been on a quarterly release cycle now. I believe we're on our 26th consecutive quarter. That means each and every quarter, we're bringing out new capabilities that our clients could get the benefit of. April and team were just presenting some new ideas through something we call a hackathon just a couple of weeks ago. Where the teams are brainstorming and collaborating together on new things that could benefit our customers. And that's already on the roadmap. And it'll be generally available in just a few months, right? So think about what that means to your business if you have that kind of capability. And I just say, believe it can be done. There are ways to overcome and get around any obstacle that you may face. And there are plenty of support systems out there to help you within your own organization, in the communities around DevOps, and with vendors like BMC. We'd love to help you.
Right. And that's a key point. You're not going through it alone. You're not reinventing the wheel. There are examples out there of what other people have done. There are case studies and other evidence of the benefits of taking this approach.
And the benefit, Matt, is amazing. We're seeing customers who are able to double their velocity. So that means you're delivering effectively twice as much. We've seen customers that were able to, find 83% more defects earlier in the life cycle of their products. And that makes it cheaper and easier to fix before things become too late in the product life cycle. So I just think that understanding, as a listener, understanding the benefits that you can bring to your organization by exploring automation, new tooling, a new way of doing things, they're very tangible.
Well, I think you're both making a great case for including the mainframe in the enterprise DevOps toolchain. There are significant tangible benefits. There are others who have started the process from whom you can learn, and you can start small, adapt to meet your needs as you go, and build from there. So hopefully some people who might be on the fence are realizing that this can be done and that the results can be spectacular. With that, we've come to the end of our time. Thanks again to John and April for joining us and providing some great food for thought. And thank you to our listeners. Be sure to check out the third part of our discussion, where we'll focus on the operations half of DevOps and what lies in the future for mainframe DevOps. So until then, take care, stay safe. You're listening to The Modern Mainframe, BMC's Intelligent Z Optimization and Transformation Podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe and how BMC AMI and BMC Compuware Solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain.